Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Does your child have an American accent? Because there's concerns being raised that young Irish children are basically using their uniqueness, their unique Irish accent, due to media consumption and the level of online content that they're consuming, particularly the likes of YouTube. Fergus Lacey is the founder of ReRaw Rhymes on YouTube. Fergus, what's the problem with this level of online consumption?
I'm in my 20th year of primary school teaching, and I have seen the kind of proliferation of the American accent in the classroom, where year on year on year there seems to be more kids who have a kind of an American twang to their everyday accents, and then the kind of more American sort of vocabulary is also creeped into their everyday vocabulary. You know?
I hear my friends mention this from time to time with their children. You know, it's things don't go into the bin; they go into the trash or the garbage. And everybody is mom as opposed to mammy or mam or whatever, mom or whatever. So is it the vocabulary mainly is the where it becomes an issue, or is it they're all the kids just sound like Yanks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I suppose it depends on your point of view whether it's a massive issue or not. But it's something that is, I think is kind of sad personally, because I think it just moves kids sort of further away from their own communities. I mean, they're not developing the accents in their local community as such. It's more they're mimicking what they watch on the internet, and then words like that, there's a lot of girls who call each other bro in the classrooms these days. And you know, I don't know if that's something that that's something that was kind of traditional in Ireland in the past for girls to call each other bro. So I think it is a bit of an issue, all right.
And does it do that? Does it sort of infiltrate the classroom as well? It does, Fergus. It's not just in the playground and at home.
Oh no, absolutely no. It's in the classroom. You hear it every single day. Yeah.
Where do you teach? What part of the country?
I teach in Ingoree, County Wexford.
Right. Where Wexford typically is a fairly strong, prominent accent in Wexford. So the kids you're teaching, they're all Americanized, American Wexford at twangs, have they?
Well, do you know what it is? It kind of tends to be kids who are kind of have an inclination towards digital devices, I suppose. You know, kids who are really into playing video games, or really into the internet, or into watching YouTube, or... You know, it tends to be the more time that they spend online, the more the accent seems to be there. Like if they're going home and they're playing outside on their bikes and they're, you know, climbing walls and then playing sports, it doesn't tend to present as much. But it's the kids who are fascinated with the internet. It tends to be them that have to have the accent more.
Mm. Do you pull them up on it in the classroom, or would other kids?
The odd time, like I have said in the past, look, it's not the trash can. it's the bin, you know, or it's not garbage, it's rubbish. You know, I mean you can't go too heavy on it though, because you know, they're entitled to kind of speak how they want. But I have said a few bits.
Should the parents have to be aware of this?
I think so, yeah. I mean, everyone seems to be kind of aware of it as an issue, but I don't get involved in how parents, you know, parent their own kids, so I don't sort of give any advice, or I don't bring it up and say, you know, I think that such and such a kid has an American accent. I'd never say anything like that. They kind of leave it up to them to manage their own kids, but it's definitely something that we notice. Not just me, all teachers would know about this.
Mm. Your ReRaw Rhymes on YouTube, what is that, Fergus?
So about 4 years ago, I started a kids YouTube channel. I have kids myself, and I kind of realized sort of through sitting down with them to watch the bits that they like, that just was first of all just kind of the influence that this stuff has over the kids. I suppose in the same way me when I was a kid watching cartoons, I would be pretending to be those characters that I was watching, and I was completely engrossed in that stuff. So today the kids are just watching stuff on YouTube, so they're kind of aping what they see. So I kind of, that was one reason amongst others that I decided to try and start, because I had a look around. There was nothing Irish on YouTube for Irish kids. It was all, it was American stuff. There was one or two English things, and that was it as far as I could see. And I thought it was a bit of a shame that there was nothing Irish made for Irish kids. So I kind of set about to try and do something about that.
But like, I suppose the sad thing, you know, about the kids nowadays and the sort of that proliferation of the sort of Americanized accent that they all have is the local dialect is just likely to die out.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think people maybe need to kind of, you know, become a little bit more aware of it, because they kind of tend, In some kids, it tends to move them away from, as I was saying, the local community. They don't necessarily see themselves as being part of the community. They see themselves as part of this sort of online community more so, where it's all video games and, you know, they speak a certain way, they think a certain way, and they all do the same sorts of things. So they identify with this online group rather than what's around them. You know.
Yeah, and I suppose it is what you're watching. Like, I don't know what age you are, Fergus, but The Den was probably the extent of my TV consumption as a child. Like, Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network probably came after me, or certainly we didn't have access to it. But I suppose like it's moved so far beyond the Nickelodeon days and Sky Cartoon Networks that now, like, the kids, they can't escape.
Yeah, sure. I know, but it's actually funny you should mention The Den, because The Den is what I was also read on. I'm 44, and that's exactly what I was obsessed with when I was a kid. And that's actually what the channel is. It's my attempt to actually recreate them for
you're Ian Dempsey.
Like literally, I've it's a kind of mixture of me sort of me in what I, you know, call in the videos Reraw headquarters, where I'm interacting with these characters who I have there. My sort of, you know, zig and zag for me. I have a cask of mittens, and then there's Ted, who turns out to be, who seems to be, you know, cute and cuddly, but turns out to be a bit of an evil little pup, actually. And so he's trying to take the channel over, a bit like sort of Podge and Rog back in the day. So that's what the videos are. They're kind of a throwback to that kind of tradition of, you know, fantastic Irish television. Brilliant. That we used to have here, and seems to be kind of gone a little bit as well, you know. So that's what the channel is. It's trying to recreate the Den for this generation of Irish kids.
With no American accents, we should say as well. No. Fergus Lacey, founder of Reraw Rhymes, YouTube channel. Fergus, thanks a million for joining us here at Lunchtime Live today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Listener says, we call it the Disney accent in our house. Another texter says, the AI tools can now easily alter online content for national accents and languages and the likes of YouTube and cartoons as well. It would be great to have that for all juvenile content, because even if you keep your children off smartphones, they're still picking up the Mid-Atlantic accent in the schoolyard. Peter's with me on the line. Peter, you're also a primary school teacher. How prevalent is this in the classroom?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Yes, it's prevalent. I was listening there with interest of the previous caller. I come from the perspective that I've noticed that a lot of the kids and their social interactions I teach in sixth class, they would almost communicate by quoting phrases that they've watched on TikTok. And there's a kind of, I guess there's a larger issue there around access to media and all that kind of stuff. But I just think of myself, that I've listened to your ages and I'm 37. I would have grown up in the 90s and would have watched The Den and all that and Network 2. But we would have had like Sabrina, Teenage Witch, Sister Sister, and then The Simpsons is a triple bill. They're all American shows. So it's like, I don't think it's a new thing. I think it's changed. The platform has changed. But there has to be a bit of a balance between where the kids are and where you meet them and about harnessing that. Like, I work in a school where there's a large cohort of children who are not born in Ireland, don't have Irish parents. So there's a lot of language learning that they're getting from online content and TV shows. YouTuber is now a viable career for kids. So, like, for me, I've got a background in film, so I would see that and go, right, let's get some filmmaking skills, let's teach them how to frame a shot and do some sound. So it's about meeting them where they are. And I'd also have to say, I wouldn't like to stigmatize any accent that a kid has, because there are, you know, we have neurodivergent children in our schools, and the main way they may communicate is through an American accent. So I'm not really interested in what kind of accent they have, as long as they're comfortable themselves and this is the way they communicate. But I don't think it's a new thing. I think since media has been a thing, we are always looking to the States, because that's where Hollywood is, that's where the films are coming from, that's where all our favorite TV shows are coming from. So, you know, I'd love to see and hear more Irish accents. It drives me daft to see, and it's getting a bit better, Irish actors doing American accents or American actors doing Irish accents. Let's have a good Colin Farrell Dublin accent in there. That's the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you mean. I take your point around that, because, but then at the same time, I don't ever remember anybody in my class at home in Donegal, you know, with a Bart or Lisa Simpson accent either. And but so it has to be down to the level of access that the kids have now.
But the level of access is so different now, Andrea. Like, we were, I'm sure you and a lot of other listeners, we were limited in our TV time. It was an hour or whatever it was after school.
And it was the channels. You had so few channels as well.
Yeah, it was the channels. So some of these kids are literally going in the front door, getting on tablet or phone and staying on it until bedtime. I'm not saying that's all kids, but there is a sizable portion of kids that are doing it. And that's a real issue. And that's something that we need to do a piece of education around, because, you know, my experience 15 years as a teacher and the large of that with sixth class, there's very little supervision about what these kids are taking in. And I go back to my first point, when they're communicating through quotes and things, and this, you
what
know,
are they
six,
quoting?
Seven is melting teachers' heads. 6-7 is melting teachers' heads around the country,
right,
let me tell you. And we tried to get a child to explain it to us. And at the end of it, they said, it's just something we do because it means nothing. It's like anti-humor. And there are other things that they're saying that they don't really appreciate or don't really understand. And that's because they're watching content that's not age appropriate. And that's the kind of stuff that's concerning. And that's really tough for teachers, because a lot of the stuff happens outside school, but then it's prevalent in the classroom and on yard. And then it becomes an issue within the school as well. So
it's a sort of a slang term, isn't it? It's a meme, 6-7, isn't it? It's on sort of a TikTok social.
A meme.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of what it means? Or is that the...
Yeah. Basically, it means so-so, but it's like it's like Chinese whispers. It's gone through so many iterations and things that the children don't even know what it means. They just know that it's funny and it's popular.
Yeah,
and that's why they do it. And that's very typical for sixth class kids.
Peter in Navan says, in with regards to children with American accents, my own daughter, who's now 28, used to have that American accent as well when she was up until she was about 7 or 8. And it's all really to do with what they're watching on TV and YouTube. She did grow out of it, says Paul. Katie Mack is with us too, Peter. Katie is from the Opinions Matter podcast. Have you noticed, do your own children have an American slang?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, my daughter. Yeah, it drives me absolutely crazy. She actually watches that Re-Raw Rhymes channel.
Oh.
And it's great, because even as parents, do you know when you have something on for your kid, whether you're putting on a wash and it's on the TV or they're in the back of the car, but you're not listening actively, but passively you're listening, you're taking it in. And the beauty of it is it's not grating. Do you know what I mean? So there is something in that, and the Irish content, you know, good, fun, sweet, wholesome Irish content. And that's what I find with this channel. And the unfortunate thing is that there isn't a whole lot out there in terms of alternatives to the American painful rubbish that's on display. Do you know what I mean? I give my daughter her iPad for half an hour, and honestly, some of the stuff you're listening to is just, it's mind-numbing. And then she'll turn around, like last Friday, Halloween, got home, took the sweets off her, she was going to bed. Mom, where's my candy? It's like, no,
where's my candy?
It drives me crazy. It really does drive me crazy. I think it's so important for Irish people to really get on board with Irish content. Because my fear is that Irish kids will start to lose this the Irish accent's a lovely accent. Well, yeah. Depends on yeah. where it's from.
Yeah, true.
but it's a, you know, and then as well, it's not just the what my daughter's saying, but the attitude, because a lot of these kids, and even the adults, like you have the likes of Blippi and Miss Rachel, they're so in your face. And they're just not normal. It's not normal day-to-day people. Do you know what I mean? Give me a kid from Dublin any day, or an adult from Louth, or, you know, it's just so much more relatable. It's, for me, it's the attitude as well that comes with it, with these little American YouTubers and the adults, and the trash sidewalk. Like, we're walking on the path there a couple of weeks ago. She's on her bike. Mom, get on the sidewalk. Like, seriously.
And do you correct her? I don't mean correct yes. her, but you would. Would you say it's the footpath? Yes. Would you?
But it's my own fault, because I've been letting her watch the American stuff, which I'm obviously navigating against now, and yeah. putting on the Irish content, like Re-Raw Rhymes. And I'm just, yeah, so I think parents have to be mindful of what their kids are watching, because like I said, it's not just the language and the words that are used, but it's also the attitude that comes with it. And I notice if she's watching these videos, the attitude bumps up a little bit as well. I'm like, here.
No, a little bit sassy, is it?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. I think there's a different mentality. I think American kids, they're miles ahead of Irish kids, as in they grow up faster or something. Now, it could be wrong. It could be just a YouTube thing. But, like, yeah, I just would like to see more Irish content available on the likes of YouTube and that for kids, because it really grates on me, kids, Irish kids with American accents and using American words.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are getting in touch all right there about Fergus Lacey and his Re-Raw Rhymes on YouTube. And as he kind of described it himself, he said it's nearly kind of like an Irish remake of the Den. Caroline says it's a YouTube accent and it's totally head-wrecking. She doesn't mean Re-Raw Rhymes. She means the content her kids are looking at. Some of my 15-year-olds are like, they're California Valley girls. So annoying, says Caroline. Listener says, I'm 63, Sesame Street and RTE, that's what we watched when I was six. All of the TV programmes we watched in the late 60s and 70s were American, and yet we didn't pick up the accent, so what has changed? I'm sure it has to be the access to the different sites. Dermot says, when he was living in Germany a couple of years ago, he did a course to teach German kids English. During the training, we looked at items to discuss. One was a bucket. An American lady picked it up and said, no, it's a pail. I said, no, we're in Europe, it's a bucket. This went back and forth until the teacher just said, you know, you had to absolutely move on from it. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listeners, as recently we pulled into a petrol station, bus full of 13 and 16 year old girls, all sounded like a bunch of American tourists. I thought it was totally mad. That's Peter Melrose, Katie Mack, Fergus Lacey. Fergus, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Email if you want to generate your own conversation here in Lunchtime Live is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan,
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.